good morning, Lee. Thanks for the call.
Pleasure. Smaller country master this year, but you were telling me off air there's still just as much work as previous years.
Well, it definitely is. Because of COVID, we've had to do lots of different things and make lots of different rules, which, well, they are already made for us, but we've had to be able to adjust to follow them. So we're pretty lucky to be able to have it at all. So I'm pretty pleased. Think that it is happening.
Smaller numbers, sure beats having it cancelled or postponed. Limited to 400 tickets are available, is that right? And no camping.
That's true. Because of the COVID regulations, we weren't allowed to have camping with an event, so that had to be canned. Tickets are only online. To COVID again, it makes it... we have to keep count of everybody and have all their information in case of a problem. And so online was the main way to do that. So there's all those sorts of little things.
Where do we go to book tickets online? Just to the Devil's Country Muster Facebook page?
That's right. Go to Devil Country, to our website, devilcountrymuster.com, and you will find tickets. Just click on tickets and follow the prompts. It's quite easy.
And how much are the ticket sales?
The tickets are $35 for adults.
Yep.
$5 under 16, and under 6 is free. Now, usually we don't charge anything for under 16, but that's another thing because of the rules. We have to keep trace of everybody, so we had to charge for children under 16 down to there to make it simpler.
Now, yeah. I think it was last year that we had Troy Cassidaly. Was that last year or the year before?
No, that was last year. Yeah, we had a brilliant year last year. Had some great artists, which we have every year. But this year, of course, we've only got Tasmanian artists. We went to all local because that was the easy way. It's too hard to get them from interstate.
That's a good thing too, because it gets to expose what we've got here on the Tasmanian scale, and just for something a little bit different. Hopefully next year we'll be able to have some mainland acts, but I think it's about time we had a muster where we had just nothing but showcasing Tasmanian talent. And I know Gene Stafford is looking forward to being a part of it. Now, Gene spent a lot of time working in America, and it's great to have her back in Tasmania. So she's a local slash overseas artist.
That's right. We're really pleased about that, actually, because we have people like Jean, which is one of our all-time great country music singers, but we also have quite a few young ones. And as we've had these musters going over the years, we've run a talent quest, which we're not doing that this year either. I think we have four people over 4 years that's won that's singing at this muster this year. So we've given the opportunity for people that's doing all right to come back on stage.
Locals strut their stuff and they get a good kick out of it as well and appreciate the hard work, because it is hard work trying to make a dollar, make a living. So we wish them all the very best. It will ensure that coastal music lovers will still enjoy the one day, because normally it's over, what, 3 or 4 days. So we're back to one, as you pointed out, because of the COVID situation. We've got to book online. Go to the website, Devil Country Muster, and book your tickets Saturday, February 20. And whereabouts are you? Same location as previous years?
Yeah, same place. It's at Tremana, which is on the Miller Road, just past the golf club at Smithton. To be well signposted for people to follow so they won't get lost on the way. And we are looking forward to having a really great day, as I say, with all our local Tasmanian artists. Terrific.
Eric Marshall, the organiser of the Devil's Country Muster. I know you're a busy man. We'll let you get back to it. And thanks for your time this morning on 7 BU Breakfast.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to let you know what we're doing. And we do hope that people support it, because we did do it this year to just for something for everybody to do, because they've had a pretty hard year.